Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm.
Hello.
As expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
We could all use a little help now and then. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, joined today by Lori Price, the editor of Citizens for Legitimate Government, which I have grown to admire and appreciate over the years. Lori has just been given the boot by her server. I'd say anyone who has suggestions here about alternatives for keeping this very worthy publication moving forward would be most welcome. Lori, glad to have you here on The Raw Deal. I wish the news at your end were more positive. You want to address it? Did we lose Lori? We appear to have lost Lori. I'm kind of shocked. I heard her. She was here. I want to ask her about multiple reports I'm getting of military equipment, military forces showing up in 27 different states now.
Hello.
Lori.
Yes,
go.
That was
go.
Very odd.
Very odd, very odd. Yeah, I was just saying how you'd been given the boot by your server. Go ahead, tell us what the deal is.
Right, now I've almost been given the boot by the phone company. But anyway, yes, I wanted to, we were with these, okay, so this host was, to be fair and honest, was more of like a leftist situation. But at the time we went over there, because prior to that, I had a host that I think was being managed by a state agent because he wouldn't let anybody into the newsletter list without a great hassle. Anyway, in 2010, we moved over to this host called May 1st, which because at the time we were against the Iraq War, Bush, the Patriot Act, against basically those issues have not changed in our viewpoint. I'm still against Bush, the Iraq War, and, you know, want to see Assange freed. So there's some intersections with populism where we stand, okay? But anyway, we go over there, and they were very welcoming at the beginning. But when the COVID pandemic, when the COVID pandemic arrived, Yahoo started, and there were like, so this newsletter list had like 32,000 people in it. Yahoo was like 7,500 or something, Yahoo and its subdomains, like AOL, Prodigy, etc. Yahoo all of a sudden started delaying the delivery of the messages, messages being our newsletter, which people should know. It was sent twice or three times a week. It's basically an aggregate of news that doesn't get covered as much, like when Fukushima, when they start dumping the radiation in the water and stuff, like we would cover that, okay? So people like this newsletter because it covered things that you just, it's hard to find, you know, and the sources were good, and or we wouldn't include it in the newsletter. It wasn't crazy stuff. It was legitimate. So anyway, what happens is Yahoo starts deferring these messages for one day due to some Abaca filter. So I asked them, our host, to intercede. This was last year, or at the same time last year. And they said that they wouldn't do it because we spoke out against the vaccine. That they literally said, I mean, what does that have to do with technical issues? I put the request in the tech support forum. What is my content about the questioning the vaccine have to do with technical issues of Yahoo holding on to our messages, okay? I just couldn't believe it, and that itself was interesting. So they were starting to really dislike us. Of course, by then, the politics of ours had morphed, and, I mean, like I say, in some ways they were the same. I wanted Assange freed. When that happened, that tends to be a Democratic issue. I'm against dumping radiation in the water. That tends to be a Democratic issue. But I always was for closed borders, and I started to see the left turning into some, you know, Marxist hellscape, okay? I'm not for sex change operations of seven-year-olds and things like that. So they probably did not like our politics. But I don't know. We kept plotting on there, and it happened again a few months ago, and I asked them to intercede, and they were very nasty about it and said they were going to go to the board about the CLG. And I'm like, go to the board about what? If you don't want to help, don't help. But why are you going to the board? Who is the board? What's going on, you know? And by the way, I did eventually look up the board. It's all these, like, WEF troglodytes, okay? You know, professors of women's studies at UConn, all this junk, not that they're junk, but, you know, junk associations of the similar to what the WEF pushes, all these, you know, democracy organizations is what I'm saying, all right? I'm not calling the people junk. I'm saying the organizations with which they're associated are just shady. Anyway, so Friday afternoon, of course, before a three-day holiday weekend, they lower the boom. I go to check my email, which I have more than one address all connected to legitgov.org, and none of the email comes in, and I know my internet's working. I'm like, oh, no, this isn't good, you know. So anyway, then I got a nasty message from them. They pretty much called us a political enemy, and we sent out – they haven't, I guess, I don't know, maybe I haven't looked today, but it's – they control the newsletter software, and I did not look today, but I was able, miraculously, by changing the ownership of the list to a non-legitgov.org name, I was able to send a newsletter out on the 16th, and if you wish, I can read the quote in there. If you wish, I can read.
Sure. Go for it, Lori.
It said, well, I just addressed it to all CLG News readers and supporters. CLG News, www.legitgov.org, has been taken down by our web host May 1st. May 1st made clear that they considered the CLG's news a political enemy and pulled down the website without warning. They obviously wanted to inflict maximum damage to the CLG. They wrote, quote, your efforts directly run counter to and seek to undermine legitimacy of the movement struggles held up by other May 1st members. Your presence in our membership misappropriates our technology infrastructure resources for benefit of our movement's adversaries and undermines the mission of our organization, unquote. In other words, the CLG News does not support the establishment's version of, quote, social justice, unquote, divide, conquer, and enslave, the proxy war in Ukraine, rigged elections, mandatory injections, open borders, and unnecessary medical interventions for seven-year-olds, and thus must be taken down from the server, from their server. Please help us so we can move to a new host and rebuild. The web host even took down our email addresses. They will be back after we move, so if you wish to contact us, and then I have my address there. I also forgot in that I added that paragraph about what we does not support, and I wanted to say the Uniparty, and I just forgot in there. That was very important, and I forgot it. But we don't support the Uniparty. But I don't see, I mean, to me, leftism where it is today is just, it's really, leftists are just foot soldiers of the elites at this point. Okay, they're just carrying out what the WEF wants. These arsonists and groups that go around, for example, slashing tires of SUVs in New York City, that's all funded from above. I don't know if it's Soros or others, but it's being funded. And when you slash tires, and most people with those SUVs in New York City, that's because they have children, all right? So you have like four kids you're picking up, and you can't get out. So you have to deal with your four children, call a tow truck or whatever, get your tire fixed. It's just nothing but expense and increases the carbon footprint because you've got to replace those perfectly good tires. And like I say, most people with those cars where they leave the notes about that they're protecting the environment, those cars are because people have children. That's why they got the bigger vehicles.
People are slashing tires to protect the environment?
Right, that was a group I think they started, I'm not 100% positive, in Canada, but there was a New York City group, and we can prove this because they're leaving notes on the car under the windshield that your car is a gas guzzler. But if you're a single person, you usually don't, unless you have a small business, get an SUV or a larger car. You're getting that because you have kids. And if the vehicle is out and about, you're usually with the kids, okay? So they're really working generally against women with children, all right, doing errands during the day. That's who they're working against. And, yeah, it's as absurd as the defacing priceless paintings where the artist – we don't even know if the – you know, the artist at the era had nothing to do with any of this, the global warming, nothing, anything. It's all insane. And the whole global warming I've come to see is a big hoax anyway. Yes, things may be heating, but it's no different when you look at the real science, which you're a scientist, you would know it's not really the problem. They're claiming every year that the year's going to end like 10 years from now. They do that every year. They've been doing it for like the last 30 years. It's insane. They'd stop flying private jets to Davos. Maybe the environment we'd save on the carbon footprint. But anyway, so this is what happened to us, and it's just another, you know, I don't know. It should be illegal to, you know, they didn't give us any warning on this website takedown. And I found a host that tends to host conservative sites thinking, well, our politics won't be a problem. I wrote Friday night, and I haven't heard back yet because it's a holiday weekend. And I told that to, you know, my associate there, Michael Rechtenwald, the anti-PC prof, whatever. I told him, he said, yeah, they did that on purpose to inflict maximum pain so you couldn't get started. Because you can't really get things done in the business world on a three-day weekend. Do you notice that? You just can't get anything done, you know, until it's business day, you know. So that's where we are. Jim? Hello?
But when you talk about a holiday, you mean this being Juneteenth? I mean, that's a kind of a fabricated holiday, if you ask me, Laurie. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Also, it was done on purpose to diminish Independence Day. That is the thing that the WEF needs to crush the most out of everything, is the spirit of independence that's been with us, you know, since the 1770s, that getting rid of that spirit, crushing it, of patriotism, of being your own person, individuality, you know, believing in the self, helping others, but believing in yourself and what you can accomplish. Collectivism is the opposite of this independent spirit that runs through the veins of the U.S., and that's what they want gone. That's what they want gone. That's why they diminished it, because July 4th is like just days away. So they, like, what, like 15 days away? So they do that to diminish that holiday, you know, because if your family's saving up and you only can have, you know, you're going to have a picnic, you'll do it on July 4th, and now it's just diminished. It's just ridiculous.
Lori, there's some weird things going on about military movements in the United States. I got a report about 27 states reporting heavy military activity. I mean, it's stunning stuff. Could you comment on this?
Sure. This is very bizarre. And of course, when we actually could use a benevolent military, like in the time of an environmental crisis, posse comitatus prevents us. So of course, that's why Bush was getting the contractors and his buddies instead of, you know, anyway. But this would be a total violation. I don't know what they're planning. If they're planning to launch central bank digital currency, as they keep threatening, which everything they do, this government, it just be jaw dropping beyond the previous thing I would never think they would do. When Biden ran, he said no mandatory vaccines, which most people never bring up that he lied about that key issue, and I'm sure he got some votes with that. Not that it wasn't rigged anyway, but that got him some votes. The minute he gets in there, he does a mandatory vaccine, and no media, because they're such disgusting individuals, never ask him the real questions. Like the few times he does a press conference, say, you said it would not be mandatory, read the quote, and then say, why is it mandatory now when you said it would not be mandatory? Okay. But anyway, I can't believe they made that mandatory. Thank God they didn't do it like in private businesses over 100. I mean, they encouraged it, and I don't know. But everything, nothing surprised me. The only thing I think these tanks could be for is if they're going to plan to secretly, they've been working on launching central bank digital currency. They start taking money, what people have, to give to Ukraine, so they can keep the child trafficking going and cover for pedo hunters, you know, computer, whatever, his escapades. Ukraine is one of the most disgusting cesspools. I don't mean, every person living in Ukraine. I mean the government. It's a disgusting cesspool of corruption, just like the U.S. They're even worse. All the money, there's no accounting, there's no auditing we've been sending over there, nothing. And I don't know, if they launch this central bank digital currency, every transaction will be monitored. And then they can start saying, we don't like your politics, so we took down your website, you can't get food. I mean, this is scary stuff. I don't know what your theory is on it, but it's scary.
Oh, I agree it's scary. I mean, this is kind of crazy. I mean, we got – you not only have tanks in Idaho Falls, Idaho, you got – stealth bombers over Minnesota and Florida. I mean, what the F? Missile defense system being moved to locations in the U.S. and the West Coast. Now, that does not sound as though it's merely crowd control. Some of the others show they do, however, have vehicles with these acoustical systems, you know, that are very, I regard them as really dangerous to control crowds. It's claiming here 11 states have internet outline, 151, some 51%, landline 31%, TV 18% all over the United States. One tweet, prepare for bank runs as U.S. banks have been on the verge of collapsing for months. The Fed wants banks bankrupted so J.P. Morgan can buy most of them up and centralize the banking elites. I mean, and then you got the idiocy with Biden, you know, his latest speech in it saying, God save the Queen. I mean, Lori, what are your thoughts?
And my thoughts are, I would have thoughts if my head didn't explode off its base. And I'm thinking now. No, my thought is, you know, they weren't going to invoke the 25th Amendment against Trump because Orange Man bad. When the guy is sharp, he's still sharp, completely sharp. He's suffered no degradation of mental acuity that I've witnessed. He could talk extemporaneously for 2 hours, right? But Biden can't even answer one question without he has the usual paths of deviation where he goes, never mind, or I'll get in trouble, or I can't go on further, or you know the thing. He has like six, you know, ways where he can cut himself off where you don't then ask anything else. And I think it's all a conspiracy. I mean, it's all a, it's all a conspiracy in terms of covering for him, all the people that are covering for him. That's what I mean by that. But anyway, they were going to invoke the 25th Amendment under Trump. This guy truly, when you, there's several, you could give, well, you could give hundreds, but if you wanted to point to like 20 key examples of a lack of mental focus and there's something wrong there, that would be one of them. That's definitely one of them. He never knows where he's going when he leaves the stage. Why can't he choose his own path when he leaves the stage? If he doesn't, even if he doesn't know which way to go off, why doesn't he just decide where he wants to go? Because he's used to being led around. It's just insane, you know? He's definitely unable to, I don't know, it's just scary as hell with the tanks and the, you know, that the presence, I did not know about the presence of the, you know, like these missile interceptions. Maybe they're planning on pushing, which I don't even want to think, it's why I didn't say it, pushing Putin's buttons further. You know, we're totally, Putin is the most patient and godly man in the world, because we've been totally supporting, you know, propping up the entire Ukrainian side pretty much. And he's a patient man, and thank God. I think he's very insightful and knows a lot of Americans. He looks at my Twitter account, ha ha ha, knows they support him. He was the bulwark against the World Economic Forum, and that's why they're so against him, just like Trump was. Anybody against their plans of globalism and one worldism gets the boot. They want out. That's what it really is about, you know. I think they did that. I think the U.S. did that Turkey in the earthquake in Turkey. You know, we could do earthquakes for years. I think we did that big earthquake to cause him to lose an election where he had some issues anyway. But thank God he pulled it out. But they're quiet now. He must have made a concession because they're quiet about it. You know, the U.S. will just do anything in its power to stop somebody from being elected they don't like. They'll do anything, earthquakes, bio war, anything. You know, that used to be, by the way, that used to be a leftist position, what I just said. If you're against the government and doing all these wars, that used to be where the leftists were. Where are they now? I mean, you know, this is what I mean. These are just evil. The left now is just an evil cesspool with this pushing transgenderism on children, sexual identity on children. What it is, nobody's business of nothing should be discussed with a child of anything to do with non-education at school. It's insane. That's my view. I don't know. It's just,
Lori, I can't quite understand what happened to the Democrat Party. I mean, it happened so fast, you know. I mean, most of my life, you were talking about how CLG was originally in alignment with the company running your server politically. Well, most of my life, I regarded myself as a JFK FDR Democrat because I believe in the welfare state, Social Security, Medicare, unemployment insurance, workman's compensation, you know, programs that have actually benefited the American people. But when Trump came on the scene, it was obvious to me this was a breath of fresh air we needed to clean up the corruption. And even as a Hillary campaign took place, it became more and more obvious that the Democrats were just fabricating, lying, cheating, rigging the election. I was doing a lot of studies showing they even had phony polls. I mean, it was outrageous. And then rural America spoke up and saved the election for Trump. I had an extensive discussion with a fellow named Richard Charnin, who's an expert on election theft. And he explained to me, in order to steal elections, you have to go where the votes are, which are in the big cities, and they weren't able to manage the votes in the rural areas. And that's how Trump won in 2016. But the Democrats were already in a state of advanced corruption, and from there it just has gone downhill so fast, it makes your head spin.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Lori. Can you hear me now?
My
producer's having a stormy weather, so he may or may not be with us for taking calls, for example. But go ahead and address this thing about my opinion about how fast the Democrats have gone downhill since 2016. It seems to me it's been precipitous.
Right. Right. So that's when, ironically, so here's what happened with me. Going back to Bush v. Gore, which I think I've said on your show previously that Gore is really, really terrible right now. But going back, in 2000, he was the better of the two, more dedicated to the people than Bush. And that was rigged. It was definitely rigged in Florida and rigged with phony Democrats and rigged. Okay, so that's where the whole CLG was founded, and I hopped aboard, founded by Michael Rechtenwald. Then I came on board. But then going into the Obama era, when I first heard Obama speak without knowing much about him, I was extremely optimistic with Obama. I mean, he's great orator. You heard some of his better speeches. And he seemed to, you know, be like he would be good. And Michael said, oh, no, no, I would be leery. Because when there was a nuclear power and Exelon was leaking or something in Chicago, he voted to help them or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm like, okay, we'll see. And then Obama was such a huge disappointment. He put one of the worst candidates in one of the worst politicians in U.S. history, Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, who was just a neocon dirtbag Democrat. He put him in charge of Homeland Security or his mentor or whatever in the Senate. Anyway, I don't remember, but Obama, of course, was a huge disappointment. And we found out later the birth certificate. And you can't say this or you're racist, but it had 10 layers of Adobe Photoshop in it. Anyway, so he's illegitimate. And his ID at Columbia says foreign student, and his book, a book dedication on the back says, you know, our first, you know.
Lori, hold those thoughts. We'll be right back with Lori Price after this break.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
Oh. Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Jim Fetzer here with Lori Price, whose wonderful CLG has just given a boot by her server. Really outrageous. Lori, continue your thoughts.
Yes, but I just want to say, including in your past introduction, your first introduction, we're going to come back with a new host. I should have said that. It's a huge point. We're going to come back with a new host and continue onward. If someone wants to help, they can through PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. There's different, I have different handles, but the Ascent PayPal is Lori@legitgov.org, Lori@legitgov.org. And I can give those other handles later, but
sure, we'll
you
get
see
back
the website
to it.
Up. But No, I just wanted people to know we're going to come back, though, as soon as we can. It's just frustrating right now because all the news is out, like you say, about the military vehicles presence and all that. As to Obama, so we find out he's an utter fraud, long story short. And then the 2016 election is on us, upon us. And by the way, one thing about Obama, when I knew he was going to be a fraud, like his first month in there, besides appointing Joe Lieberman to a high spot, was he could have instructed judges by executive order to stop the foreclosures on the homes. If you remember, this was in the aftermath of, or, you know, during the financial crisis. He could have let people stay in their homes until everything was worked out, and he didn't do that. So it just shows he's a liar. He could have helped with that. The foreclosures was caused everything to spiral down. Anyway. So the 2016 election is going to be upon us, and I was a Democrat, and I was, of course, going to go with Bernie Sanders, not Hillary. And then the TPP comes along, and I was at that time watching MSNBC and so forth, and I'm like, why aren't they covering this problem that's the TPP? I'm like, only one host was, and all the others weren't even mentioning it. I'm like, this is a big deal. And finally, Hillary says she's against it, which wasn't true. I knew that she just said it for political reasons. And then they started rigging the primaries against Bernie. He only won the ones they thought Hillary was a shoo-in, so they didn't bother to rig them. So obviously, I'm saying I'm done with the Democrats. This is ridiculous. I don't want the TPP. It's a disaster. And Trump was on the scene. And Michael says, take a listen to Trump. He's not bad. And I thought, just from reputation, being a Democrat at the time, I'm like, I'm not going to like this guy. And then I listened to him about closing the borders, which I was always for, and against the TPP, and for, general populist issues and for peace in the planet with Russia and all that. And I'm like, this sounds great to me. And so, I started becoming a Trump supporter, and then going into other issues and stuff, I saw this was the way that the Democrats were just ridiculous.
Did we lose you again? Lori? Yeah, I fear our internet interference, weather, who knows what. Mitchell's got a challenge here with the weather, Lori, it appears, with the internet. I'm not surprised. Meanwhile, let me mention, we have the former head of NATO admitting
Hello.
That they had... Go ahead, Lori.
No, I'm just saying they gave him a lot of hassles because he... he got involved with the identity politics issue, and they basically gave him trouble till he left there. They gave him a lot of troubles, and then he left there. and got a settlement. So anyway, the identity politics now rules the Democratic Party, and that's basically all they care about. And through identity politics, this guy keeps calling. I'm just saying I'm on the air. Through identity politics, they're using that as a cover for all the other policies, which are really globalists. There's really the elites. They want to get the population down to like 500 million, and they're trying to make the most compliant groups ascendant, okay? And the last group that would put up with all of this would be the American citizens. That's why that's why they're working so hard to destroy. The FBI is going after the parents. They're calling any misinformation, if you criticize the vaccine, all that is terrorism. They're calling, labeling everything. So what I just mean is that's the last bastion of hope, is the rural America. That's why they're going. That's why they're derailing trains to poison the people. They poisoned 85. Didn't they poison like 80 organic farms in Ohio with the train derailment in February? I'm just saying they're trying to kill us. It's pretty obvious to me.
Yes.
Yes. And
let me comment a bit. Yeah. Let me comment a bit about identity politics, which really asserts it's. What's most important about you is your race, your sex, even now today, your sexual orientation, your preferences. I mean, this is a bit ludicrous. There are features that are genetic for human beings. You know, certain commonalities are true of every human being. Let's refer to those as, you know, you need for air, water, food. There's a rule of three. You can't go more than 3 minutes without air, or 3 days without water, or 3 weeks without food, and you survive. I mean, all kinds of things are true about human beings, the sexually reproducing species, the whole bit. What isn't true about us genetically, where genetically we are highly diverse, meaning there are indeed multiple races. This all has to do with the mechanisms of evolution, which are, you know, evolution is a far more sophisticated theory than simply natural selection and genetic mutation. It includes multiple other diverse sources of genetic diversity, including sexual reproduction, what's known as genetic drift, which is some populations that are isolated from others and have to cope with distinctive environments, which has been a major factor in developing the races. And then, of course, genetic engineering, which is artificial, you know, human beings entering in. That's going on with the mRNA vaccines. They're trying to manipulate the genes of human beings. It ought to be innate and permanent by artificial means. And then in terms of selection, to determine which genes are reproduced in future gene pools, we not only have genetic mutation, but we have sexual selection. You know, why are some, say, males attracted to some females more than others, or females attracted to some males more than others? You have group selection, the way in which groups of individuals organize one way or another can make a difference to their survival as a group. And that's very manifest here today, because if you had a Trump administration instead of a Biden, I mean, you can have the same population but arranged in different positions with different distribution of labor, division of labor, who's making decisions and so forth. It can make a huge difference. And then, of course, there's artificial selection, which is human intervention, which is taking place by using the vax, for example, to cull the herd, eliminating the useless eaters, in Henry Kissinger's view. All those are mechanisms for determining which genes are perpetuated in subsequent gene pools. Not included among those, however, are politics. You know, whether you're liberal or Democrat, or for the most part, so far as I can tell, you know, sexual preference may be largely genetic, but it seems to have a political aspect. I certainly know of parties who say became I had a colleague, a friend of mine at Princeton, who I had an interest at one time, was going to date his daughter, but we did not. It never worked out. And he was telling me how she'd become a lesbian for political purposes. But all this is totally superficial. And what they're doing now with identity politics is promoting diversity regardless of ability or accomplishment, background or achievement. And they're putting totally incompetent individuals in highly responsible positions where they're making decisions that they are unqualified to make. And that includes all the way from Lloyd Austin, you know, to Kamala Harris, to, you know, you go up and down the list here, and we have a whole lot of individuals who either completely unqualified or otherwise are acting contrary to the interests of the American people, as with this guy Mayorkas at Homeland Security. Opening the borders, Lori, is a disaster for the nation. By my calculation, they want a min of 100 million to come in. The Democrats may think they're going to all vote Democrat because no one wants the Democrat Party anymore. This is how they're going to survive the party. I've heard estimates as high as 600 million that there's a UN agenda. But we know the DHS and the UN are running a camp in Panama to bring these caravans. I've seen convoys of trucks that have on the door the Star of David. This is an implementation of the clergy plan for the Western Hemisphere, originally designed to destroy the culture of Western Europe by floods of Africans. And by God, it's had a powerful effect. Only now do we find Sweden declaring they're no longer going to take migrants, that open borders is unsuccessful. They're not integrating. They're not coming here for good reason. And as I've observed in the past, and you mentioned how Trump was very good on the border, and of course he was marvelous, and Biden ought to have completed the wall, which would have been effortless. The materials were already there.
Instead, but if we were to simply, we're paying for those materials and interest. We're paying on those materials. Like millions a day, believe it or not, because we sign contracts, the U.S. So we paid for it anyway, and they're not doing the wall, which shows it's an agenda. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they don't care about any of that. They don't care about money. They're throwing away.
Right.
I mean, by the billions. It's bad enough they're doing it by the trillions, Lori. No, the point I was going to make is even Mexico has a rational migration policy where you have to satisfy at least the following two conditions. One, you have to be able to show you have something to contribute to the good of Mexico, such as being lawyer, doctor, carpenter, bipeder, and you have to show you have the financial resources to support your family, those coming with you, so you don't become a burden on the state. Those two simple policies, if implemented by the United States, would put an end to this nonsense.
I know, but it's being done on purpose. And I have the most interesting tidbit on this border thing, which is done to replace people. Because the most shocking thing of all, which no one ever mentions, is that the illegal immigrants, and you know this government can do anything it wants. You know, if they don't want something out, it won't get out. If they don't want something to keep something in, it'll stay in. I'm talking about if the government wants it. They don't have to get an vaccine, no COVID test or vaccine when they came in. That means they're not going to have the 3 to 5 year possible death sentence of those who got the COVID vaccine. So this is to replace us, which is why they're doing it, okay, with a compliant population. And even when they're flown around, don't have to show airport ID on an airplane. I never heard of anything like this in my life. And by the way, you said about Sweden, rapes in Sweden skyrocketed. They never had a rape issue in Sweden. Never.
Yes.
There were no rapes in Sweden. Now there's rapes in Sweden. So I don't see, you know, and people who are punished on these crimes in Europe that are migrants, they get an excuse because of the culture. They get less of a sentence or no sentence because of the cultural differences. But the most shocking tidbit of all, this is going to blow your mind. I heard this, it's just a tidbit. Somebody was on, I happen to have Fox News on, which I don't watch anymore, but it was just on for a second. And some pundit said a story that he used to deal with psychiatrists in, like, El Salvador. And they, because of all the crime back then, the person, the psychiatrist would say it was like a 24-hour job. You know, I was just all the time with the prisons. I was just always dealing with health issues, you know, mental health. And now he has tons of free time because basically, I don't know, actually, I'm not sure it's El Salvador, but it's basically this country, they let out all the, there was a purposeful decision to let people out of the prisons and let them come to the United States. Okay.
Yes.
So this, basically the psychiatrist was saying, I have no more, I'm not doing this work anymore. You know, like I have nothing to do basically, because he was helping people in a prison 24-hour, you know, just constantly deluged. Now, no work because all the prisons were emptied. I thought it was El Salvador, but I can't swear to it, and I don't want to give out.
Oh, well, they're doing
this. Is
Laurie,
this is,
Laurie,
isn't that a
Laurie,
shock right there?
Laurie, it's multiple of these countries. I mean, why not get rid of them? Fidel did this,
right? But they're letting in people that I mean. You know, and by the way, some people, in essence, bought, they didn't have to purchase citizenship here. A lot of people coming through the border legally were wealthy Chinese people, other countries that were wealthy. They had, like, designer, you know, clothes and all that. They just would rather be here. No, I mean, so if you have a money source, you know, they could end this problem if they wanted to by saying no money, you know, a 20% tax on anything. No money will go abroad without a 20% tax, unless you can show, you know, you came here, you know, 30 years ago, you're, you know, green card, whatever. Unless you can show valid ID for years, you know, years of residency here, you can't send money to these list of countries without a 20% tax. That would take care of the deficit too, huh? But anyway, they don't want to solve the problem. They don't want to solve the problem. So, you know, this is, no vaccine on them. But why do we have to get a vaccine?
Well, but of course, Laurie, I mean, vaccines promote infertility. Vaccine promotes sterility.
Right.
I mean, you know,
right.
they want these migrants reproducing like rabbits. They're trying to destroy Americans, especially whites. Those of us who have been paying our taxes forever and give the country to
right.
these migrants. It's that's the basic plan.
It enrages me. I'm so sick of... you know, when I sent this newsletter, you know, the announcement I sent out that I described earlier, I got such support. I cried. This woman sent out a thing to prayer warriors on me and everything to pray for me. It was just touching, very touching. But there were a couple of people that did not like me and said, good, I'm sick of the racism and the bigotry and the homophobic. I mean, there's no connection to what I'm talking about when I'm having a summary without comment of you know, oh, I don't know, 60, a guy in Brooklyn commits 16 rapes and 3 murders, and he was let out by Alvin Bragg with a $30 fine versus Trump being arrested. I mean, you know, I'm not making any comments on race. I'm just saying, you know, we got a DA appointed by George Soros, and his son has vowed, and this is when the site was taken down. I couldn't cover this one, darn it. He says I'm 10 times worse than my father or something like that. Didn't he say I'm 100 times worse or 10 times worse than my father? Meaning I'm more liberal. I'm 10 times more liberal than my father. He's going to continue these policies. And all, you know, Soros is a brilliant guy, no matter what you think of him. He knew the key to this whole mess of sinking the United States. This guy's brilliant because he knew the key to sinking this country was through the district attorneys. No, who the hell would think of that, right? How smart is this guy, okay? And that's why he's got all this money. Sinking the United States, because all you do is put out sleek ads, put the people you want in, whether illegally, through rigged, whatever. You know, if these servers are in foreign countries, they can get – that's how – my theory is that's how they're rigging the elections. Because a 10-year-old can hack a voting machine here, okay? But you could always be subpoenaed, all right? But if you have the server in another country, it's tough to get, you know, a country to agree. You know, they're all in it together, so it's fine, you know. And that's how they're rigging these elections. But anyway, these district attorneys have destroyed this country. That place, San Francisco, probably one of the most beautiful spots on earth. New York City, where I used to bop to all the time. It's an hour and a half away. I'd bop in there all the time. I would never go there now unless I have somebody with me every minute. I wouldn't even go there then. I mean, imagine the tourism they've killed, you know. Every major city, Chicago, I went there. Oh, love Chicago. Can't go to Chicago anymore. Pittsburgh's turning into a hellscape, and they're not reporting it because they're not reporting, according to residents there, they're not reporting the crimes. They want to show a low percentage of crime, but the south side of Pittsburgh's gone downhill. So anyway, you know it too. I'm sure you know it. But it's just this is done on purpose because the DAs are letting everybody out. So the cops, why even bother to go the extra mile and risk yourself when they're going to be let out in the afternoon anyway, right?
I just published a piece by Victor David Hansen, Signs of Decay, Fears of Decline, reflecting on how United States, the quality of life has just deteriorated stunningly.
It's unbelievable. And even if you are in a better financial situation, have you tried dealing with customer service lately? Unless you have somebody very exceptional that's just been around doing their particular task for a while that cares, you can get somebody once in a while. But have you ever dealt with run-of-the-mill customer service lately, even if you have money? I mean, the auto repair situation is insane. They don't know what they're doing over there with the cars. My friend's car is wrecked, you know, hundreds of dollars paying, and they don't fix it because there's just no dedication to a craft anymore. It's part of anyway, it's all being done on purpose from above. And that's Soros. He picked AOC because she's telegenic. And look at this disaster. There's no getting rid of her, right? There's no way to get rid of her, right? She'll only go higher because she looks nice. That's always the edge, right? She looks nice. She's an idiot. And she's going to go further because I can't imagine her being stopped. You know, if that guy retires or whatever, Schumer, and she goes to run, she'll win. This lunatic will win because Soros picked her out. And, you know, and that's it. She's young. She has years to go. And, you know, it's just there's no end to where she can go, like Kamala Harris. Another fraud. But anyway, and I don't know, people have another thing coming if they think Trump is going to be able to win. Trump would definitely win if it was a fair election. But if we didn't do anything about the rigged elections in 2022 with Carrie Lake, how is Trump going to win?
Yes. Yes, of course.
I mean, she's not going to take that to the Supreme Court. That was the biggest blatant rigged election ever. They made the paper a wrong size for the machine, all right, the voting machines. I mean, when you start there, right, with a wrong size paper, and then they're trying to blame the company. They said, oh, the company won't provide customer service for like another. The company said, no, we're there till 2028. We never said we couldn't provide it. But anyway, so I don't know what people are going to do unless they demand paper ballots and day of voting. Trump, I wish he didn't listen to the idiots and put the people with whom he surrounded himself in power, Trump. Because he could have cleaned all this up. He really could have done it if he got rid of all these jerks at the top. But instead, he wanted to be a nice guy and kept them all in power, and that's why we're where we are. I think he learned the second time around not to do that. Look at Mike Pence that he picked. Oh, my God. Instead of picking Newt Gingrich or something. But anyway, you know, look where we are because of who he picked. And now, I don't know. I don't see how they're going to let a fair election happen in 2024 to you. Do you see that happening?
how could they? I mean, it would be catastrophic. No one is going to support Biden. Their problem is they got to get rid of this guy whose corruption is now so manifest. The average person on the street is aware.
Right.
He's so incompetent, right? This latest, he ended God Save the Queen. I mean, what kind of lunacy is that? People are realizing the real Joe died back in 2017, based on my research, and they've been using impersonators ever since, including actors wearing latex masks. nobody's going to vote for Biden. So they got to get Biden out. I'm convinced they want to bring in Gavin Newsom to be their running guy. They would like to go with Michelle, but too many people are realizing that Michelle is a man with breast implants and a huge shaving bill. Just watch Michelle on Ellen DeGeneres dancing, and you can tell Michelle has a package most women do not.
Right. But you know, that would even, if they were honest, first of all, if they were honest, they wouldn't have got in back then if she came out as trans back then. Today, maybe they could have. They weren't honest about it from the beginning. So, you know, there's nothing they can do with that. But, yeah, Michelle Obama's a good speaker and all that, but the whole thing's based, that's why she can't run because of that. But you know, I heard Gavin Newsom on Hannity. I disagree with him fervently, but the guy, I thought, like, I never listened to him in general. He's not stupid. He could recite facts and all that. In other words, he's not an idiot. I don't agree with him, and he's definitely the crime in his state. I can't believe he's not. I don't know that he could win, though, because of the crime in California. They want to pass a law in California where you can't, if somebody goes into your store and you like push the, or harm the robber, you're the one that goes to jail. Now that's going to be, when you think about that, that means you can't do anything, so you might as well shut your business, right? Because you always had that subtle threat of force you could do if somebody's, goes back hundreds of years, right? If
somebody's Laurie, bear in mind, the Democrats just need a semi-plausible candidate. They can already determine the outcome of the election with the Dominion voting machines and the drop boxes, the truckloads of ballots.
Right.
It's just that Biden is no longer plausible. Even if they bring it, no one would believe it. They got to have some.
So it's going to be Gavin Newsom.
Yeah. Right. It's going to be Gavin Newsom. They got to get Kamala out of the way. Have you ever seen a more vacuous airhead ever?
But you know what's amazing is when she gave speeches in Congress as a senator before this all happened, back when I was a Democrat, you know, years ago, she was pretty smart and on it.
She was just reading a script. She had it all prepared for Laurie.
Or drugs or something. What has rotted her brain? Because
she does it.
I thought she was really together when she first came on the scene. I know she got the job because she slept with that guy, but whatever.
Willie Brown. Yeah. Sure, he launched her career on her back. Absolutely.
Right, but I knew that, but the thing is, even when she first came on the scene, I said this woman could go really far. I thought she was great in terms of how she presented herself. And what the heck has happened with her? I mean, you know, this is, and she, when you can afford the best, you know, consultants and wardrobe and everything.
Speech writers.
What is going on with her? Is she being drugged all day or something? Because there's something off with her.
No, she's just an idiot. For some reason, the break should be taking place, and I think that going out over the air, they're hearing the break. So we'll resume here in just a couple of minutes.
Sure.
Jim, wait. There's more. Now, the break, something happened. The Winamp closed, and we're going to skip the break.
Oh, okay.
Didn't kick in.
Okay,
I just want to stop real quick. All right, so no break rolling, brother.
All right, you got it. Laurie, let's shift gears here and talk about Ukraine for a while. We got the former NATO chief admitting that we decided back in 2008 that Ukraine would become a member of NATO. Back in 2008, they decided. So, you know, what is this happy horseshit about whether or not Ukraine should become a member of NATO? And, of course, this was a primary reason Putin intervened.
I know. This is, you know, the hypocrisy. Stand by.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourself. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Jim? Lori?
I can hear you.
Okay. Well, Jim probably had to go check on something. He always does at break. So what else you got, Lori?
Well, just as Jim was saying before the break, the hypocrisy is just shocking, you know, about Ukraine and NAFTA. I mean, not NAFTA, NATO, sorry. Like, they're talking about outrage over China putting a, quote, spy post, unquote, in Cuba, Okay, except didn't we have a military base in Cuba with Guantanamo Bay? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, why do we always get to dictate who can put what where, but nobody can stop us from going into Syria, going into Libya, going into Iraq? How come Afghanistan, when they were looking for somebody who was a Saudi, you know, Bin Laden's a Saudi and we're in Afghanistan? I'm just wondering why we get to go everywhere, but no one else can. I mean, it's not that I'm defending those other countries. I'm just, you know, the hypocrisy. So maybe that's where we were before the break.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's, you know, we overthrew, you know, the country of Iran, and they're the ones that got away. So we always have a major problem with them. I saw a news article where Vladimir Putin has now put into public the proposed peace plan that was UK and the U.S. squashed. And one of the main legs of it was that Ukraine would be neutral and would not join NATO. I think right. Jim's back.
Oh, great. No, but thanks. You're right. You're right about that. I mean, I can't believe it's the hypocrisy that sinks my boat, though, you know.
Oh, no, I agree. Yeah, because
we're everywhere.
I'm so pleased when Mitchell fills in, as he will be filling in for me when I undergo surgery and recovery later this week. I'll be in on Thursday.
I will be hoping and praying for you, Jim, of course. Obviously, prayers up for you.
I appreciate that, Lori. It's a type of surgery that's become relatively routine, even though it's highly sophisticated. I just got a notice of the estimate for my surgery. $203,000 plus a dollar. $203,000 plus a dollar. But I, because of my insurance and, you know, and Medicare D, I don't have to pay any of that. But I mean,
these prices are rigged, though, to make them, you know, because they, you know, anyway. But I would, regardless of that, I mean, I'm, of course, we'll be hoping and praying and asking you how you're doing.
Yeah, give me a call Saturday. Say I'm in Thursday in the ICU Thursday night. Friday I'll be in recovery. Saturday, give me a holler Saturday. Well, I hope to be home in just a couple of days. There's actually
good.
It's very straightforward what's going on here. Honestly, given the current prices, I think that's right in the ballpark. But I understand what you mean about, you know, your views about, and most of us about, well, Big Pharma in particular is just egregious in its greed. I don't know that in this the case of this particular surgery that would be the case.
I wasn't, and it's minor anyway. The important thing is you're well, of course. I just mean in general the politics of healthcare. It does have issues because there's no controls. It's like the universities, they don't, with the student loans, they never talk about how much the universities make. That's all I meant, but I shouldn't have.
Yeah, well,
anyway, because the most important thing is that you're well. Obviously, we don't care how much it is, but I'm just saying in general, it was just a political side.
Sure. I got it, Lori. I just wanted to mention how glad I am Mitchell will be filling in for me in my absence, just as he has here spot, you know, on the spot.
That's great.
When I'm delayed for one reason or another, and how grateful I am. Meanwhile, Lori, I began to introduce this issue about Ukraine. You've said a number of things that are related there, too. But we have the former NATO chief acknowledging we decided back in 2008 to admit Ukraine. You know, they talk about how all this business with Ukraine began with the intervention by Russia a little over a year plus ago. But in fact, it began with the 2014 coup and before that. If they made the decision all the way in 2008 to admit Ukraine to NATO, all this, of course, was in violation of the solemn agreements that were made with Mikhail Gorbachev related to the dissolution of the Soviet Union, that the West would not encroach one inch to the east And yet that's all we've done ever since. I mean, it's the most egregious, blatant violation of a solemn international agreement in world history.
I know. Like, Gorbachev was sort of bad for the Russian people in some ways. But you could say, all right, he's doing this concession. He'll work with the West. And he was, by the way, totally involved with the predecessors of the World Economic Forum, by the way, that guy. You know, he was in it up to his eyeballs. Just because, you know, I helped the research, little research for Michael's book on the Great Reset. He was up to his eyeballs. But let's just say, okay, he wanted peace in the world, whatever. Why are we violating treaties? This is what I mean. The U.S., no matter how what political party to which you ascribe, the U.S. is always sticking its nose everywhere. And I was telling Mitchell, I don't know if you heard, but we're outraged now over China putting a, quote, spy post, unquote, in Cuba. Okay, what about Guantanamo Bay? I'm just saying we put stuff everywhere. Why is it when we put stuff, and it's not a spy post when we put it there, what do you think it is? You think it's to sell handbags? I mean, when we put stuff anywhere, it's fine. When no one else can put stuff, and about Iran with the nuclear, able to make a nuclear weapon. Okay, well, how come everybody else that the U.S. likes can have a nuclear weapon? Not that I'm, you know, I don't like the Mullahs, whatever, but I'm just saying, why is it there's this double standard that the whole world must accept with the U.S. invading Iraq, Libya, Afghanistan, when bin Laden was a Saudi and a CIA asset? Why we get to invade everywhere? We messed up Latin America by popping all these dictators in that absolutely sucked and killed thousands of people. So, of course, they're mad, and then it leads to a narco state. Anywhere we go after leads to a narco state, and then we take the refugees, right? So, anyway, I'm just saying it just – Ukraine, when you listen to a speech that actually Zelensky made early on, or I don't know if this was before he was elected or when he first got in, he said, Russia's our brothers. We can just live side by side peacefully. It's all good. What happened to that guy? I mean, obviously the U.S. will take him out if he doesn't do what we want. And he has a lot of homes, right? Isn't Zelensky now worth $36 million right now or something? I mean, the minute you go down with the New World Order, you become that Jacinda Ardern was worth, you know, like not that much money when she got in. Like she was just a, you know, upper middle class individual. Now she's worth millions and millions because she wanted the vaccine. So you do what they want, and you're rich. You do whatever they want, and somehow you get the money. I mean, it is just crazy. Freaking AOC, the idiot, had a 430 credit score, had no money. I mean, she was from money, and then the family lost it, whatever. And now she's a multimillionaire? How does this happen? I mean, this is just giving to the people, and Zelensky is the most corrupt individual going forward. I just can't even look at that guy. And you know, Russia's not going to accept. That's going to be the final point for Putin. He's not going to put up with that. He's made it clear. He knows a lot of people in the U.S., you know, he knows a lot of people in the U.S. support Russia and just basically know he's the good guy. And he doesn't want to hurt the American people, but he's not going to take that. Man, that's what makes me wonder about those, going back to what you said before about the bombers and interceptors. I'm just really worried if they know they're going to pull something on Putin and that's why they're doing it. I don't know. What or an electromagnetic pulse, false flag? What do you think they're going to do? I don't know. They're going to do something, though.
there are all kinds of options, Laurie. It's unbelievable. And,
I know,
you know.
Here's a headline. And by the way, boy, when I think of the arguments I had with people calling me a conspiracy nut, I notice I never get called that anymore. I may be called a racist, homophobe, bigot, and pro-Russian. I get that called that, but at least I don't get called a conspiracy nut anymore because listen to this headline. This is actually InfoWars, but this is Rand Paul, quote, Bill Gates' largest funder of trying to find viruses in caves and bring them to big cities, unquote. Now, you know if the newsletter was up and running, that would be my lead, right? Because that's a senator saying it, okay? And he's a doctor. He's a smart guy. And so this is what they're doing. I don't know what the next – why those tanks are there. We could make a whole list of things. I think it's the banking, like what you're saying, though, the banking.
Laurie, here's one. You're going to love this. Mm-hmm. Obama-appointed judge rules there are only two genders T-shirt is not – protected speech. I mean,
what?
This is Yeah,
oh,
this
my
is
God.
Unbelievable. Oh, listen, my God. Listen to this. A federal judge has ruled the First Amendment does not protect 12-year-old Liam Morrison's right to express his opinion on a T-shirt attending public school in Massachusetts. And a June 16th ruling, this is fresh, Judge Indira Talwani said, school administrators were well within their discretion to conclude that the statement, there are only two genders, may communicate that only two gender identities, male and female, are valid, and that any others are invalid or non-existent. The Obama appointee went on to support the Middleborough, Massachusetts school's assertion that the message on Morrison's T-shirt, a statement of biological fact, constitutes an attack on the identity of other students. The 12-year-old boy went off on school board members after school sent him home because he refused to change his T-shirt.
Right, and I thought he had a slam dunk lawsuit when that happened, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this is just incredible.
Can you send me that link, like, you know, email me?
Oh, absolutely.
That
link. Absolutely.
And by the way, this is kind of important, interesting. Somebody wrote me while I was on the air and said the following thing. This was somebody who sent an extremely supportive email, so they're not making it up. They said this goes into what you're saying. Dear Lori, I just sent you an email at blah, blah, and my email provider, proton.com, returned it to me with the note that CLGnews@gmail.com does not exist. I hope this goes through. I said, yes, I got this one, but not the other one. They're saying I don't exist now. Somebody else wrote me, you're over the target.
Yeah, I know.
But please try to email me there and see what I'll give it to you better offline. But, oh, my God, I've got to put that one up when I rebuild. That is a major, major story, what you said, because, you know that during the Bush year when the people wore the T-shirts, no blood for oil, they all got screwed at the time, but then they waited their 5 years and then got a settlement, right? And now,
Lori,
this is like,
what's the right email address to reach you now, since you're older? Lori at
right.
GLC yeah. is no longer working.
Well, the other one was Lori@legitgov.org, Lori@legitgov.org. Now, that works for donations because the address is valid. It's just that the email's not coming to me, all right? So the address is legitimate. But to write me an email that I actually get is CLGnews, one word, no space, CLGnews, no spaces, @gmail.com. Now that, but two people have told me that their emails to me did not get through. So you can make an attempt and hope for the best. Maybe
I just forwarded.
But that's incredible that they're getting these errors. Now that was the second person that told me, otherwise I would have let it go. But this is like, oh, I did get something from you. Great. Probably because I wrote you. Wonderful. But, you know, this is like unbelievable. I'm very personally depressed that I cannot do a newsletter, especially with that story you just read and the one on that I read about Rand Paul. And I really want to get these stories out. So hopefully we'll move soon because, you know, it's just God.
Well, you know, Lori, if you wanted to send me an email with your list, I'll send it out.
Oh, thank you. Yep, I'll definitely. You mean the one I sent?
I'm telling you, if you want to send me a draft email and your list for recipients, I'll send it out for you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, this is. I mean, they did this on a Friday afternoon. I just want to go back, if I can, to that story, because this is all about censorship, really. And let me just make something clear that if they had any – when they had that – first of all, they had a great tech support forum. And to be honest with you, I was one of the few people that when they did anything for me over the years, I actually went back in and said, thank you so much. Like, I took the time. Others – nearly everybody else didn't bother. Like, I don't know where they grew up or what their manners are, but anyway, I was always polite to everybody, and they could have had the decency, because of that politeness, even not liking my views, of saying, we'll give you to the end of June to move. You know, that's short notice. You know, I prepaid in January, by the way. But anyway, they could have at least given me...
They're violating their contract.
I know. And I'm going to write to America First Legal, by the way. Yeah. And also, Andrew, somebody told me about Andrew Torba at Gab. I'm going to write to both of these individual these places and tell them what happened. I haven't had time, but I'm going to do that and see if somebody can help here, especially the legal aspects. I mean, I never heard of disabling. When my email didn't come, which, like I said, I called Bank of America immediately and said, I just want to make sure I get any urgent alerts. And I gave them a different email address, not the Gmail one, but like my private one. And I said, I want to add this because if something is going on with fraud on my credit card or whatever, you guys have to have an email that works. But like my health insurance, I haven't called them because it's a holiday week. You know, the insurance bureaucracy, you can't deal with that on a weekend. All these things, if there's an emergency, they've deprived me of my way for communications, which nobody realizes. Like if I had to go to the hospital or something, I have no email from my insurance.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable, right? I mean, what they pulled on me? They shouldn't have shut down the email. And I wrote them. I said, I want these emails restored now. This is connected to my banking and health insurance. And they did not do it. So they're in trouble for that, I think. I think they should be in trouble for that. Because that's connected. I immediately called the banking and PayPal, the donations will go through there. And I gave them another address for my donations to make sure so I get notices. But can you imagine having to deal with that all of a sudden? Like if you're going in for the surgery and your email doesn't work and they want to communicate with you about an appointment or something. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. They shouldn't get away with that. You know?
Well, we all want to do whatever we can to assist you in dealing with these issues, Lori. And, you know, it's one more example of the massive censorship of the left gone completely stark, raving mad, but also of the judiciary failing to uphold our constitutional rights. I mean, it's just incredible.
I know. And I'm so disappointed. I got to tell you, I know Ketanji Brown Jackson, the idiot, was appointed by Biden on affirmative action, just like the idiot spokeswoman he has. When you go back and look at a press conference with Trump, every little, any word, any comma out of place, anything the guy said was lied about, jumped on, attacked. But Ketanji Brown Jean-Pierre. She is, first of all, stupid, okay? But secondly, nobody presses her on the glib generalities with which she replies. No one presses her on it, okay? So she says anything, and it all passes muster because no one questions her from the media because they're all in it together. And at Trump, she went to Georgetown and all that, Kayleigh McEnany, a lawyer and all that. They gave her so much trouble, and she still soared. And also before her, Huckabee Sanders, she was good too. But anyway.
Oh, I thought she was masterful, yeah.
Right. But the thing is, I'm disappointed in Kayleigh kind of selling out, and she's not strong on Trump now. She's a big disappointment. But she's a smart woman. This person was a pick for identity politics. But he knew he could get away with it because nobody's pressing her, you know. And that guy from Fox never really did it for me. He only touched the surface. But, you know, the questions were never asked that they gave to Trump, the hard questions. I mean, this border thing is unbelievable. When she would say the border's secure and all these lies, nobody ever said, what are you talking about? There's 2 million that have been in, you know, in 1 month or whatever. No one ever presses her. But anyway, on the Supreme Court, I am disappointed with – and again, I can't help who Biden picked, but I am who doesn't know what a woman is. But I am disappointed with Amy Coney Barrett on the vaccine issue. They went soft. They could have really sent a stinging rebuke on the mandatory vaccines. Thank God they didn't make it mandatory privately over 100 employees because we would have been really, really in trouble. But they upheld, you know, like they upheld for the government, right? They upheld that if you were with the government, you could do it. And that Kathy Hochul is still trying to establish quarantine camps for the future, that jerk in New York who was never elected legitimately anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
You know that bill in New York to get quarantine camps where they can pick you up if they suspect you've been in contact with, not even if you're sick, and put you in a camp in perpetuity.
Lori, we're about to hit the break. It'll be coming here.
Okay.
We'll continue with Lori Price right after this break.
Sure.
Meanwhile, the president, she's describing herself as historic. This new press secretary is only there because she's a woman, she's black, and she's a lesbian. Lori is just stunning. This is identity politics, independent of competence. Perfect illustration.
Like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen, with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons, and the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Lori, your further thoughts, and we can subsequently invite callers to join if you like. Sure. Go for it.
Yes, thanks. I just want to say, you know, when I was in the break, what I heard, you know, through the ear on 9/11, you know, just bringing up just 9/11 just briefly, they're getting away with all this because a lot of us tried as hard as we could, but never stopped so many historically things that happened that were obviously assaults on the American people. So we wouldn't get a candidate of choice. So we would have to go to war with all these false flags and events that we were labeled conspiracy theorists, which is a CIA term, by the way, that maligning. Obviously, of course, the JFK assassination, but going on to the 2000 election, 9/11, that inside job, and what I believe is to be Sandy Hoax, and I know I don't want to get sued for $1 billion, but you know that's my opinion. Living 20 minutes away and having heard the first reports on local news before they were censored, the guy in the woods and all that. I mean, what's with that? We never heard about him again. Anyway, so I'm just saying all these things happen, and nobody. Well, I don't mean to say you don't, but the general people just accept these crazy events, and obviously the 2019 coronavirus, which, by the way, I do have a thought on this. There were people that were hospitalized due to, quote, vaping in 2019 in the summer. We never heard about it again. They became critically ill. They said it was over vaping. I want to know what this was, because I have a theory this virus was released here to stop Trump. We funded it anyway, whether it was in the Wuhan lab or not, but we funded it. Maybe we brought it back here, but was released on purpose to stop Trump, because then they could pave the way for mail-in voting, which the Supreme Court should have stopped with Pennsylvania, but instead let it happen. All right, they could have saved the whole election that way. But anyway, these things, because people don't rise up, this is where we are, and I don't mean you don't rise up. I just mean we need more people rising up on these obvious false flags. And now we're going to be really crushed. They're going to just go for it with the AI and these phony pandemics, putting vaccines in food, mRNA-injected beef. That was that was my last story on the CLG News before they took it away, was that a beef producer said, I'd rather take the company down than have the mRNA injections in the cattle. That's my last story on CLG. That story, which is kind of ironic, because, you know, whenever we're trying to stop the poisoning of the food supply now, I mean, I don't even know where we go from here. I guess that's where I stand.
Gloria, it's just staggering. It's just absolutely staggering what's happened to this country. It's absolutely staggering what's been going on in this country. Just astonishing.
If I could say one final, this Jack Smith, who Trump has used his most virulent criticism of him. I just want to add something real quick about him. This guy, everything Trump says about him is true. You know, some people, even Alvin Bragg's biased, whatever, but this guy's a nut job, all right? He went after Bob McDonald, the governor, over bribes of West Virginia, ruined his life, destroyed his marriage, everything. Then the Supreme Court overruled 8-0. There was one justice recused or not there or something. A full, you know, full vote on his behalf, but his life was done. He, you know, losing money for lawyers, all that. He also went after, if you remember, John Edwards, who they said he, you know, when he paid off that mistress, whatever, he did not use campaign funds to influence the election. He won in court. So this loser jerk who's gone after populists, Bob McDonald and John Edwards, two different parties, both populists, are now going after Trump. He got rebuked and shot down. I mean, like politically shot down. I mean, shot twice, and now he's going after Trump. This loser liar guy is going after Trump, and this is, and he was supposed to get a promotion in 2016, but Trump won, and that's what he's bitter about, so he resigned. He was supposed to get promoted to the next level of what, attorney general? I don't know the next level, but he didn't get it, so he's really mad. So that should be a reason he shouldn't be involved in it anyway, because he didn't get a job that he thought he was going to get. All right, anyway, sorry, I just had to get that in about that loser guy.
Oh, Lori, absolutely, 100%. And you notice after his indictment, Trump's lead over DeSantis, for example, has only grown. I mean, it's just
good.
Everything they try to do to this guy is an abject failure, a flop, and it makes him stronger rather than weaker.
But the problem is that gives the election riggers the chance to say people probably were upset about the indictment. And that sexual abuse thing is the biggest joke of all. In a bathroom, okay, maybe today with Black Lives Matter running the show, you could run in and do a rape and it would be fine and nobody would even be arrested. But back in the 90s in Bergdorf Goodman, are you kidding? That store, you go in there back then, and because I used to shopping in New York back before the crime, you know, like sort of in that era. And everybody attends to you. Nobody would let that happen in a dressing room. Have you ever been in the store? I mean, it's very welcoming and all that, and nobody would let that happen. They would hear one noise, and they would be in there, all right? Maybe, like I say, today is different where you can do anything and it's fine with the crime, but not then. So I don't believe her. And didn't she accuse 6 people of rapes? I'm just saying that ugly Jean Doe,
yeah,
or whatever. But anyway,
Lori, she had a whole book about how many famous people have raped her. I mean, she's a lunatic. She is a lunatic.
Right, and I don't even believe he went
near her. Lori, she can't even remember the year she was raped. How many women suffering rape could not remember just not only the day, the month, the week, the day, the year, the minute? I mean, it's absurd. This whole case was absurd. And the New York State went about opening the statute of limitation just so she could file this case. I mean, it's just it's lunatic.
Outrageous. And isn't there somebody after Trump, one of the prosecutors, whose wife is a total somebody's wife is a total Trump hater, like has made many statements and all that. That alone is reason that you cannot be fair. There's no fairness in this country at all. No sense of justice. If your spouse is involved with posting against somebody constantly, you know, it's like making me the judge on Biden, which as much as, you know, I'd love to do it, I should not be, because I constantly criticize Biden, right? So I can't be a fair judge, right? I mean, well, I could, but somebody removing me would go, okay, she's always bashed Biden, you know, get rid of her. There's somebody along the way whose wife is a total Trump hater. I think it's him. Maybe you know. But anyway, that person should not be on the case. It's ridiculous.
He can't win anyway.
Because they're going to just rig it. But unless we do something before.
Right. Sure.
Carrie Lake was way up at 11% in every poll. They shut down the machines in the Republican areas. They couldn't vote. I mean, are you kidding? And she was sued for racism twice. Katie Hobbs, a total. She is like Joe Biden, only younger, right? She's an idiot, stays out of the spot. She's a total fraud and a thief of the election, Katie Hobbs, right? And anyway, Carrie Lake was way ahead. This beautiful, telegenic, smart woman who everybody knew for years. You're telling me she lost over Katie Hobbs. Tell me another one, okay? It's insane. It is literally insane.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. So you okay? Shall we invite some callers in?
Yeah. Sorry, I went on too much.
Okay. 540-352-4452. 540-352-4452 for Lori and me. You're welcome to call. The judge in the Trump case has ordered him not to discuss the evidence in advance. I do believe he's going to get a fair trial in Florida. And it's going to be all but tossed out. The whole thing is so reckless and irresponsible, Lori.
Right,
the case against Trump has no foundation in law.
Right. The predicate would be the Records Act, which with the Clinton Sox case and all that says it's a records thing, and they were asked to intervene, and the records people, the archivists, whatever, go, we cannot get involved. You know, we can only just politely request the records back. And this FBI raid, I mean, they did it to Roger Stone, whose wife is deaf, raided him at 6 a.m. on a white-collar offense, but yet these people who push people in the subway in New York have been arrested 42 times, and they're not raided at 6 a.m.? And that guy, Neely, the guy who was killed with multiple people in the chokehold because he was threatening everybody in the subway, that guy's family is outraged. And somebody said, why didn't the family take him in so he wouldn't be homeless? Because they didn't want him either, okay? They didn't want him either, all right? That's why they didn't, his family, usually a family will not take somebody in if they're drug addicted. Don't know if he was, but generally a family will not take somebody in, no matter how rich or poor they are, if the person has an addiction issue. I'm not saying that was the case. I have no way of knowing. But I'm just saying this guy was not being taken care of by his family, so he was homeless. And now they're outraged over the death.
Lori, just to generalize, the mayor of New York wants private residents to take migrants into their home. Can you imagine taking a migrant into your home? My God.
I know. Can you imagine the ramifications of this? You have a 10-year-old living in your home. I mean, there'd be no legal ramifications because you're getting paid by the government, so it would be a contract, right?
So many of them are rapists and criminals. We got a call from Frank in New York. Frank, join the conversation with Lori and me.
Hey, Jim, thank you for taking my call. I'd like to ask you and Lori, you know, we know they stole the election in 2020. They stole it in 2022, and there's no repercussions. I mean, these people seem to get away with it. I told a friend of mine, I said, you know, if you can steal the election, you put people in power, you prosecute whom you want, you jail whom you want, and we can see the way this corruption is going. I mean, we're moving towards tyranny. Do either of you guys, Lori or Jim, do you have a suggestion or an idea how we could get back to legitimate voting? Because if we don't change something now, and it just continues the way it is, they're going to steal the election next time around, 2024, and it's going to continue to get worse and worse for everybody, I believe. But I'd like to hear what you guys have to say. Thank you.
Frank, before Lori answers, let me just mention Georgia knows their voting system is defective.
Yeah.
Georgia knows that there's an available patch that's supposed to fix it. They're refusing to do it until 2025.
Right.
They want to last the road to steal one more election. Lori, this is right up your alley.
Right. Georgia aggravates me more than any other state because they know it was rigged and they let it happen because there's rhinos in there, the Republicans, and I don't believe, you know, it's, yes, they have to allow it one more time. You know, if people don't, people should be just going and occupying these places until change happens. That patch has to happen now. It can't happen after the election. It's just, and you know, it's funny. You see these polls, and then suddenly we don't hear anything. Like even in California, after the lockdowns, and you telling me with all these people that lost their businesses, they like Newsom. Larry Elder was actually winning, and then we didn't hear anything anymore, and then Newsom mysteriously wins. And I don't believe some of these elections in Arizona, anybody who was MAGA, they united to defeat. And then they said, oh, Trump lost in 2020 and he lost in 2022. No, they got together with Mitch McConnell. I don't even know how anybody could vote for that loser.
He's
Mitch
brutal.
McConnell, I can't even understand. He's totally in cahoots with, I mean, you know, talk about profiting from China, his wife, him, the Bidens, they're all in it together, and that's why he won't do anything. And Lindsey Graham, I don't believe he won re-election either. You know, these people, and thank God somebody's primarying Mitt Romney in Utah. Now, I don't know what kind of election software they use, but there's a mega type of guy who's sick of Mitt Romney who's running, okay, a mayor. And I'd love to see, I don't know, it depends on, when you hear these stories, you go, I don't know, what kind of election software do they use? And I don't believe in New Hampshire Bulldog lost. I don't believe he lost. Heating oil at that point was like $6 a gallon in November going into the election. And New Hampshire, they'd be cold by then in November buying heating oil and $2,000 to fill your tank. And I don't believe they all use it up there. And I don't believe he lost either. I think this rigging is far more extensive than we know.
That's what I think that the Dominion machines are involved here. You know, I can't believe Fox paid them all of that money. I mean, you know, they didn't take a quarter, do anything. I'm wondering if they really paid them anything or if they just said, hey, okay, we're going to play ball with you. We'll say you gave you this. I mean, who's going to prove it?
Here's why. BlackRock or whatever is an investor down the line. I mean, you go down like this long trail, right? I read this, that BlackRock was involved both with Dominion and Fox eventually. Like, it's not. I'd be in trouble for saying that because they go, oh, no, you can't show that. But if you go down the trail, you know, you will see it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, one, your son suing your daughter and you're getting the money, or your daughter suing your son. It's in the family, okay? I mean, let's just say. It was in the family, basically, this thing.
I wasn't aware of that, and that's a great point. So really, probably no money exchanged hands. You know what I mean? Maybe it did, and then went backwards, you know, to where it came from somehow. But, I mean, I just said to myself, how could Fox give up that much money? I mean, they didn't contest it or anything. It seemed ludicrous to me. I said, you know, obviously, I mean, the people who follow this thing, even semi-closely, should say, hey, there's something wrong with the voting machines. We saw the 2,000 mules set up. You know, we saw all kinds of corruption going. And the Republicans, though, they don't seem to be out there. They should be at the forefront. You know, I thank God for Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, those two people, they call them whack jobs or far out or this or that. But those people, I think, are actually the ones standing up and trying to take on this corruption more so than anybody else. I mean, you know, we get some of these hearings, you know, and these Republicans get – I remember they got the guys from the big tech agencies. They were talking about censorship. And they get them in there and they berate them and this and that. And then they all go home and things don't change at all. And, you know, there was a woman I heard a year ago, it was a conservative lady, and she said, well, you know, and she said in 2022, she said the Republicans will probably storm in, but really nothing will change. And that seems to be the way it is. The Republicans are, like, going along to get along, and, you know, they got Trey Gowdy out there. These guys make some noise, but we don't see any results. And if they don't change this election system, it's going again. And, you know, one more time down the road, and there might not be any coming back.
I have to say, I just want to put it out there. Just, this is very important I say this. Under Snopes and Fact Check, I just went on there. It says Snopes, which is a total corrupt organization.
Oh, shit.
Does BlackRock own both Fox News and Dominion Voting? It's no, it's false. But under this is the most hysterical thing ever. Right under that is a NASDAQ article, February 1, 2023. BlackRock increases position in Fox Corporation, Fox A. So I'm just saying, I can't say legally, you know, who owns what. But according to NASDAQ, here's another article. BlackRock falsely linked a voting tech firm that sued Fox. Okay, does BlackRock own 15% of Fox News? May 1. They own 15.1% of Fox shares. So I don't know legally, but my theory, let's just say it's Lori's opinion.
I like your opinion.
Lawsuit, okay? It's in the family. That's my view. But I can't prove it, all right? I had to correct that, so.
Well, that sounds more logical than any other thing anyone else could think of.
Why would they – they had Tucker. They gave him the Tucker originals. And by the way, my friend Michael Rechtenwald was on their last – one of the last. I guess they had a few more episodes called Let Them Eat Bugs. They flew him out to discuss, to ask the bug guy his opinion on this guy was a nice guy. He just believes in insects as helping – the world's food crisis shortage. Okay, he's a really nice guy, this guy Michael interviewed. Whatever, they had him do the interview, and he said he got no money from Bill Gates or anything, that he was small potatoes, which I could kind of believe, because not every company gets money from Bill Gates. But anyway, he was on Tucker's one of the last shows that aired, and then suddenly Tucker's gone, Let Them Eat Bugs. I mean, Tucker was getting to the root of it here, the World Economic Forum. That was the whole ball of wax, and then suddenly Tucker's gone. He made a rant against Ukraine before he was gone. And
I think there's a. I didn't mean to interrupt
RFK.
You. I'm sorry.
I meant to say RFK. I just want to correct myself.
No, I understand that. I know who you meant. You know, but Tucker, you know, he was bringing up a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? He went after the ADL, which, you know, was pretty tough stuff. Remember a while back? You know what I mean? Yeah. Then he was showing us, you know, the tapes of what was actually going on with her escorting the shaman around the, you know, around the Capitol. I mean, you know, he was bringing out a lot of stuff, you know. And I heard that there's litigation against him. Fox is trying to keep him from going public, but I think he's coming out with these little snippets. He's releasing stuff.
Right.
Is there going to be some kind of financial you know, forfeiture for him for doing that, or do you know anything about that?
They're going to try. Frank, you got to get my newsletter if you want to write me at my address. I got to put you on when I when I have a rebirth here. you got to get my newsletter.
Okay, I got a pen in my hand right now if you want to.
Sure, I'll tell everybody. You'll be added to a list, and then when we're reborn, you'll get it like twice or three times a week. So it's CLG. The letter CLG, which stands for Citizens for Legitimate Government. But anyway, CLG News, one word, no spaces, @gmail.com. Just send me a blank email, or you can say hi if you want, and I'll add you to the new list.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that. So CLG News @gmail.com.
Yeah, no spaces in CLG News. So
right. I understand.
It doesn't exist, but just try again. Crying out loud. I know people are hearing that it doesn't exist. It does exist.
You know, and then again, this is the censorship we're getting when from these people that the Republicans had in front of them. They berated them. They said this and that, this and that, and nothing changed. It's just the same.
It's insane. They do nothing. They had the chair of Twitter. I'm on Twitter. It's called @LegitGov. I have like 12,400 followers, right? I go nowhere because of the shadow banning, okay? It's still going on. I have Twitter Blue. I bought Twitter Blue thinking that would end it. And people, a guy there, or person, I don't know if it's a guy or woman or whatever, went in and unearthed the code of Twitter saying, you guys are still doing a reputation suppression algorithm. It has 400,000 views, this tweet. This person followed me, and I followed them, I retweeted them. And Twitter recently took credit for this person's work, saying that we discovered. No, this person that did the research discovered. But anyway, they got to get rid of these reputation suppressing algorithms on Twitter. It's still going on. But anyway, they had Jack Dorsey there and went nowhere. They just grilled him, yelled at him, and that was it. Like what you said. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
No changes.
Yeah, it was all show. It was all show, but no action. You know what I mean? Nothing was taken. And to me, the Republicans today, I mean, they're just, you know, I told a friend of mine on a talk show years ago, the Democrats say socialism today, and the Republicans say, no, let's wait till tomorrow. You know, they never move back in the conservative direction. It's always we got to relinquish a little bit more, more. You know, and we're getting the people and these poor kids being brought up today, you know, the ones that survive and can get through their childhood and still have a, you know, a sense of sensibility. I mean, it's disgusting what they're doing in the schools and getting away with it. You know, that when they first started that the drag queen story hour, I couldn't believe that. I said, you know, they're bringing people, you know, men dressed up as women with their fannies hanging out and shaking their fannies. And these women are bringing these kids there and giving the kid a buck. Say, go here, stick a dollar in that man's G string there, honey. I mean, it's ludicrous.
I can't believe it with children. And somebody put the most brilliant tweet ever or post said, why don't they bring these drag queen story hours to senior centers? They would enjoy that, right? Seniors, because they want to recruit the. No, that is brilliant. When you drill into that, think about how brilliant that is.
I hear what you're saying.
Right. The motive is kids. You know, and kids, somebody else said another brilliant thing. Kids like bright colors and rainbows. What child doesn't like a bright color? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's all to recruit. Because if it was just legitimate of sharing your views, it would be senior centers. I mean, why don't people do these shows there where they would laugh and enjoy it, right? People of their age would get a choice of whether to attend or not. And
exactly.
Not.
And where are the where are the churches? Where are the Christian churches? You know, you think that some of these bishops locally would go out when they're coming in the area and bring some people and say, you know, we don't believe this is right. These kids shouldn't be, you know, this shouldn't be brought to their attention, you know.
Thank you. Revolution Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven. Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global